Hello.
Hey Nick, thank you so much for getting my call.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, you ready for the transfer? All
Yep.
right, there she goes. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, this is Nick.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Do you have any idea what the problem is? I mean, why I'm calling, or should I just start from the beginning?
I think I do.
Okay.
Extender is in the other room is buffering.
Yeah, what happened when an extender was installed a few days ago. So I have the original router downstairs, and I had a problem with that buffering. And whoever I spoke to, I can't recall his name, said there was some kind of setting that you could change from the office. That
Yeah.
I thought he said, you so you know what? Okay, what is that? Is it it's security or not?
It's like some kind of like security guard, which checking now, you said he disabled everything.
He disabled that. What I'm asking, I guess now, is the same thing on the extender, and can you change that?
I think it's more like a widespread thing, so it's not like particular to the routers, it's more like on your account, which
Oh,
I
that's
still
not
see
good.
it's disabled.
Yeah, that's too bad because my extender is. I try to stream radio,
Yeah.
and it's constantly going out, disconnecting, or just. I don't know what to do. I mean, I'm outside, but I'm not very far. It might
Yeah.
be 30 feet going through windows.
Okay. But when you're like near it or anything, is it fine or is it does it just seem like it's wonky all the time?
You know, I didn't check so much near because if I'm near, then I just listen to Alexa when I'm going outside. So I'm not quite sure. I can check that out, but I can't do it
Okay.
now.
Just like if it does seem like it's better when you're near it. How far would you say the extender is to like the main? Is it like pretty close or is it
It's on a
like
different floor.
okay. But is it like right above it on the other floor or is it
No, not
like
at all. No,
okay.
not at all. Oh, you think maybe I should just move the extender?
Yeah, I mean I'm if I don't think it's the guard, it might be because I'm looking at it and it doesn't seem like it has the best connection. So I'm not sure if it's just like it's too far from the
Which
main.
has the best connection? The extender you're talking about to
The
the
extender
main?
doesn't have the best connection.
Oh.
So I'm thinking like if you moved it to like a, maybe a spot where it seemed like it was more over top of the main or like
I can do that right now.
yeah, even
There's
closer to
no
like wherever you say you
security.
usually are when you're watching something.
What is supposed to, let me see where I can put it now because it's a little, ooh.
Yeah, I got what you mean.
Yeah, don't have. Well, let's see. Yeah, I can try it here. Now this is, can you tell what the connection is now? Or does it have to be plugged in for a few minutes?
I think it's got to be plugged in for a few minutes.
Okay. I have this in a totally different part of the house.
So did you
It's,
just move it?
yeah.
Okay.
It is closer to the other one, but I'm just wondering if it's going to be good for my whole house.
Yeah.
I have a very long house.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And I do want to be able to use this outside too.
Yeah, totally understand that. Yep, so I'm seeing it popped offline, so just give it a few minutes to come back on.
Okay. Don't know if it's gonna. What brand extender is this?
These
Is it?
are Adtrans.
Are they available to buy?
I think they're more like given to companies, more like just kind of like consumers.
Because I refuse to spend $8.99 or $7.99 a month to get another one.
I gotcha.
I'd rather just get my own system, even if I'm paying more. I resent that.
Yeah, you could always get your own.
Yeah, I know, but then I'd have to. It wouldn't work with this system, right?
I mean, it would. It's tough to say. I'm not sure if, like, some people have those Eero's. I'm not sure if those work with, like, the main router. But you could always just, like, we could always just take our routers back and you could, like, do your own kind of mesh system.
Yeah.
But, you know, it does seem like it's coming back online now.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to give it a few minutes to see if it'll come back on and if the health will improve.
So it might be just the distance from, okay.
Yeah.
From the main router. And how far should this router reach? Lineal feet.
I'm not sure the exact distance. I've seen some that are like 30 feet away from the router that
my kitchen's further.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah, my kitchen's further than where I have the router now. That's not good. And how close should they be? I thought there was a problem if they were too close.
Yeah, I mean, they can't be like right next to each other. Like a floor difference is good. But if it's too far because they're like wirelessly meshed, it could mess with the connection. I ran a speed test on it and it was only like, let me double check the results. It was only like, 150 and like upload
and
like 200 download.
What's the main router?
1,000 on both.
1,000 on both.
Yeah. So like it's doing, the main router is doing 1,000 down and 1,000 up
and the
extender is doing like 200 down and 150
even
up.
Now?
I haven't run it now, but I'm just waiting for it to optimize.
Oh, no wonder why.
Yeah.
You know, I have a system, well, I had a system, Unify, that was hardwired. The problem is it didn't mesh from one to another.
Yeah.
And when this was given to me, I figured, you know, everybody says Wi-Fi is not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm trying to figure out what it is. Maybe I should just stick with the hardwire. But I couldn't
get it to work.
I couldn't get it to cooperate.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, like I'd have to keep on, I have to keep on signing in or changing the.
Yeah, setting up your own mesh system is definitely complicated.
Are you familiar with Unify?
Not really. More just like the ones we provide.
Yeah.
But the only other ones I've really worked with other customers are like Eero's.
And that's wireless.
I think it depends. I think you can have them wirelessly. You can also like have them hardwired hooked up. I'm going to run another speed test on the extender.
And it's spelled Eero's like how? Like Eero's and oh.
Oh, it's definitely doing better. It what, is about is 500 down and 500 up. That's
isn't that
way
bad,
better.
Though? I thought it's supposed to be 1,000 down and 1,000 up.
I mean, it would be that if it was hardwired extender. But because it is going off of like wirelessly to the main, mm-hmm. it's can't really get to 1,000. I don't think Wi-Fi is not like that far an advancement yet where it can kind of give a gig over Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think if you were next to the main and you like ran a speed test on your phone, I think the most you would get is maybe 500 or 600.
Wow. Okay.
Like almost more than double the upload speed and almost more than double the download speed now that it's in that new
right
spot.
Right now. Yeah, yeah. But I probably won't be able to use it anywhere else except where it is.
I mean, I think it'll stretch better as well. The signal, if it has, because now I'm seeing the signal is excellent, and before it was just fair. So now that it has better connection to the main, I think it'll also be able
yeah,
to.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Yeah.
Would you mind calling me back in 5 minutes so I can test
yeah.
it out?
Yeah, sure.
That would be great. You have my number?
Let me just check. Same one on your account, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can just give you a call back.
Okay, that's great. I'm going to play around with this for a sec. Thanks.
All right, awesome.
Bye.
Bye.